The new version of All Quiet on the Western Front highlights once again the incredible courage and bravery of the soldiers on the front lines in World War I, the terrible conditions they endured and the compassion that they showed to each other against all the odds. It's a remarkable film, it's a powerful film. When I was speaking to a group of army chaplains a few years ago, I came across the true story of Theodore Hardy, who was a chaplain in the First World War. He signed up in 1916. He tried to sign up in 1914, but they said he was too old. But he reapplied, and in 1916 he was accepted as an army chaplain. On his way to the front, he met up with another chaplain who we know as Woodbine Willie. His name was Stuttgart Kennedy. And Woodbine Willie gave him this advice before he went to the front. Live with the men. Go everywhere they go. Share all their risks and more if you can do any good. Take a box of fags, cigarettes in your haversack, and a great deal of love in your heart. Laugh with them. Joke with them. You can pray with them sometimes, but pray for them always. And Theodore Hardy took that to heart. And the extraordinary story is that he was incredibly brave in being with men when they were wounded and when they were trapped, and he helped to rescue them time and time again. And sadly, he lost his life to injuries that he sustained just 4 weeks before the armistice was signed. But along the way, he received three medals: the DSO, the MC, and the Victoria Cross. And that's how I learnt about him, because there was a painting on the wall in the building where I was speaking about him receiving the Victoria Cross. Theodore Hardy was an extraordinary man who showed real care and concern for others. And it's a great reminder that at the heart of the gospel, at the heart of the good news of Jesus, is love and compassion and sacrifice and service. And these kind of things are what deeply affect us and can really change our lives for the better.